This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio on Veterans Day, when we honor those who have served in our armed forces. Today, talking with some local veterans. It's often difficult for returning members of the military to return to civilian life. Employment outside of the military is an especially tough challenge. Two North Carolina veterans have started businesses to employ fellow vets. Matt Victoriano is a former Marine who served two tours in Iraq. He's now the owner of Intrepid Life Coffee and Spirits, a new venue in Durham. Matt, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us is Jason Brockes. He's a veteran of the Army who served in Special Operations, now the owner of Simply Better Thai and Simply Better Seafood in Fayetteville. Welcome, Jason.
How you doing? Thank you.
Doing good. Let me start with you. Jason, you actually started your seafood business while you were still on active duty. Tell us about it.
Well, it's I started that about a year and a half ago when I ended up in a position where I knew I wasn't going to deploy. And my first intention wasn't to really be in business, but to make a little extra money and see what I can do with it. And then, of course, it quickly evolved. And from just bringing in some local shrimp into town, pretty soon, within a couple months, I was supplying a couple local restaurants in the area.
Well, tell us exactly what you were doing.
Well, I've always known a number of fishermen out here on the North Carolina coast, and that's kind of why I ended my career on active duty out here. And I just started off bringing in some shrimp into town, and, you know, a restaurant heard about that and asked me to bring him some by and asked me what else I can get. The unique thing about it was is that I was working a full day on active duty, and then when I got off work, it was a four-hour ride to the coast, picking stuff up, coming back, and delivering it the next morning.
Go ahead.
Did that about twice a month, and then pretty soon it ended up into a weekly thing, and then the next thing I know, I'm sprinting to keep up.
You have to know your fish when you do something like that, or you kind of get what's available? How does that work when you go out to the coast?
You spend a part of the week watching the weather, staying in touch with people. You know, when it comes to restaurants, they need a specific size. They need to make portions and stuff like that. So not only are you watching the specific fish they want, but ensuring that that size is going to be available. And, you know, say a red drum, for instance, he isn't exactly the same the entire part of the year. You know, he reaches the point where he's also about to spawn, and then he loses weight, you know, water and fat content, and that affects the quality. So you're also looking at those things.
Well, and I understand that your decision to buy a restaurant yourself had something to do with an experience you had in the military in Thailand. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, I met my wife. I fished all over the world, and the military kind of helped do that, and I used to often fish in Thailand, out of Phuket going to the Andaman Islands. And, you know, coming and going, there was a restaurant next to the hotel I always stayed in, and that's how I ended up meeting my wife. She owned a seafood restaurant. And I often brought in a lot of what I'd catch, and they would cook it up for me, and that's how we met.
Well, I want to hear more about that. I'm going to hear more about the restaurant, but I want to talk with Matt here about you deciding to start your coffee shop here in Durham. Tell us about that decision.
Well, I ended up in North Carolina doing some training with the Army National Guard. After that was done, my wife, basically after dragging her along for years, is like, you need to settle down and start something that's not military related. I found myself needing to work for myself at this point. I've either quit or been fired from a lot of jobs for the past 10 years, and I wanted to find a way to focus on the advocacy work that I find important in community involvement. And my business plan just evolved into a bar, but I don't like to waste time and money, so I wanted to add a coffee shop aspect to that in the morning and afternoon. Durham, the vibe in Durham to me appeals more to me than the Chapel Hill, Raleigh areas. And Durham has a really good grant program for business startups.
You got one of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it.
It was a retail and professional services grant that I believe they got the funds through the federal government, and they do. I don't think there's a set schedule for it, but it came around when I was looking for spaces in Durham, and it was a $15,000 grant, I had to spend $30,000 on permanent fixtures for the space, and I'd get $15,000 from the city. So I applied for that, my first grant application, and apparently they liked it. So I won that, and so once I open up, I'll be able to tap into that, and that's actually spurred a lot of the downtown development in Durham or those type of grants.
It's interesting here because in Durham, there's a lot of money available for local entrepreneurship grants in which the city and local businesses partner to make money available, not to attract national chains or national companies, but for people to come in here, get rooted, and develop the economy because they own the business they're going to live. You're living in Durham now.
Yeah, that's right.
And you talked about advocacy work. What's that?
First and foremost, it's going to be veterans advocacy. You know, I've had struggles, you know, reintegrating into society, and I know that most combat veterans are going to have similar experiences. And there are a million different ways, but you know, a few really successful ones that really help veterans find purpose and meaning in life, influence as well. That directly ties into that is our civilian issues. Whether you're a gay veteran, you're a minority veteran, you're an economically disadvantaged veteran, I mean, these all tie into the civilian community as well. And I want to use my space not just so you can, you know, come in and have a drink, but meet and socialize with people of like minds and provide you with the resources and the events to advocate for issues that affect you and to improve your life. And help others to do so as well.
What were some of the problems that you were having integrating? You talked about losing some jobs along the way. I'm guessing this might have been related, maybe not.
Yeah, there's an interesting article that came out in The Atlantic has made its way through Facebook, and I've had several veteran friends that have shown me it, and I read it this morning, and it brings up a good point of how we tend to equate our success in life to those experiences we had in the military and specifically combat, and our life revolves around that and view that as the cake versus those experiences and skills that we had as being the icing on the cake. And so I've had that problem, is thinking that everyone around me and all my experiences are influenced or need to really basically revolve around those skills and experiences. And so one of my big problems was survival guilt. So I don't like making bad decisions or having people tell me what to do and then that turning into a bad decision. So you know, a lot of the problems that I had was not taking orders from people, telling people what to do, and when they didn't do it my way, getting really upset. Some of those are the issues. But what's really helped me in North Carolina, one of the aspects is physical fitness. I know Team Red, White, and Blue does focuses on that, but with me, is running, what has really helped was finding how the skills and experiences I had in the military helped with that. Last year I was struggling really hard, and I wanted to still see that I had, you know, the ability to succeed. And I had some friends tell me, I brought up, you know, should I run a 100-mile race? And like, you don't know what that's like. You know what it's like to be up all night, tired and in pain. I was like, all right. So I trained for that, and I did it, and it was the skills and experience. People ask me, well, how do you train? I didn't train like civilians train. I just tapped into those skills and experiences I had in the military and did it far better than a lot of civilians do. And I want to be able to show people, you know, that that's there for you. You don't have to just read a book and go buy that book to succeed.
You know, reach back in your own experience and have it work for you instead of against you. Jason, can you relate to some of what Matt is saying?
I can relate to a lot of what he's saying, man. And I've often found, as I evaluate myself, my business, what I'm doing right now, and what I hope to be doing in the future, I often see that it's really those experiences I've had and the training in the military that helps me get from where I am now to where I want to go.
Go ahead. Yeah, finish.
In fact, I mean, my entire business model and the way I conduct business is like a military operation. I just keep the point that I'm now a civilian in mind, and that's my approach to business.
I just lost that last part. You said you keep the point that you're a civilian in mind, and what?
You know that my customers are civilians. You know, It's not like we're talking to a platoon of soldiers at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, when I'm talking to a restaurant owner about what I brought them, you know, or when I'm talking to some of my employees, you know, I'm not a drill sergeant at basic training. I have to keep those key things in mind, but the way I conduct business is like a military operation, and it's helped me succeed.
That's a kind of an interesting problem, Matt, it seems to me. On the one hand, to be able to use your experience, transfer it to this business, but then also kind of remember what your new context is. Is that something
military, we always say you need to know and understand your operational environment. You know, for instance, at one point I may be somewhere in Afghanistan where I need to have a beard, but then I may be talking to a regular Army high-ranking officer later on. So when I go to talk to that guy, I'm going to clean up a bit. You know, otherwise, I'm probably going to have a real poor outcome, and that's knowing my operational environment. Sometimes I may need to be on guard and have a real aggressive kind of posture when I'm dealing with the local population in a different country. Sometimes I want to be on guard but not portray that. I need to, if I'm making sense, I need to understand where I'm at and how to act and how to conduct myself in order to achieve the desired outcome.
Matt?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And you know, I've been going to a Vietnam veterans group at the VA, and they're all highly successful, you know, well-groomed guys. They're not the typical beard-wearing, motorcycle jacket-wearing, you know, alcoholic guys that people tend to think of. And they said that exactly. They're like, you know, keep the skills, the discipline, all those traits that you had in the military for your business operations, but realize that you're dealing with civilian customers, civilian employees, and that those are really who you have to succeed with, and you need to be able to detach, you know, it's a lot of the military aspects from that, and that'll be, you know, what makes you successful, and that's something I'm finding that is, you know, extremely important.
Jason, you started out delivering shrimp to a few restaurants a couple times a week. Now you've got your own restaurant, and you're developing a supply chain, I understand, that employs mostly veterans. Tell us about it.
Yeah, as I was getting ready to take over the restaurant, I had a plan to do what I call the soft transition, you know. We were going to move into the restaurant, duplicate the menu, and not let anybody know that the place had changed ownership. And this was financial risk mitigation for me, and I'll get into risk mitigation and how it applies to being successful later on. But I learned about a local veteran who was unable to work. He had received a gunshot wound to the head and had epilepsy because of it. And he was teaching a class in urban farming using a method called SPIN to a lot of local veterans, you know, in order to make some additional income. And it's, aside from his wife's income, it was how he was paying a lot of his bills. And when I went there and saw what he was teaching, you know, I immediately knew that the producing the produce part was the easy part. Finding the market was the hard part. You know, and you know, it gave me a great idea. Why not get these guys to grow produce for my restaurant? And then, you know, quickly that evolved into doing some grants for some local vets so they can, you know, purchase chickens, you know, so they can start doing me eggs and get the materials they needed to make the cages. And then, you know, being a Thai restaurant, we needed some certain ingredients that, you know, aren't easy to, seeds and stuff that aren't easy to find in the local area. So we got stuff like lemongrass, galangal, and different Thai chilies sent in. And we got a guy growing that for us. And we got another guy doing chickens. And within the year, we got another guy who's going to do pork for us. And by doing that, you know, we're creating a source of supply for us. We're also supporting the local community by, you know, veteran community by giving them something they can do full-time or on their free time and have some guaranteed income for it. And, you know, we'll be using better stuff in the restaurant and hopefully be successful because of it. I looked at it like a complete win for everybody, you know, my restaurant, the consumer, and the people producing for us.
Now, Matt, you're in a little different situation in that you've got a coffee shop. What are your plans for hiring veterans? I know the space itself is going to be made a place for a place where veterans can feel comfortable. What about hiring?
Hiring is, you know, I'm new to the self-employed startup business, so it's all new to me, and finding qualified, I don't like to use that word qualified veterans, but throughout the process when I've been working with veterans, a lot of them turned out to use me and not be the people that I thought they were. And so finding veterans that share the beliefs, the work ethic, the desire to achieve similar to mine, it's going to be tough. I think one of the great things about being in Fayetteville, North Carolina, is that you've got a very large, active veterans community that all support each other. It's harder where we are. I mean, there are veterans all over the place, but you don't know about them, and they don't talk about it. And tapping into that's pretty hard.
And once word gets out about your place, too, I think there might be a place where you actually begin to attract people who are looking for that kind of work. And you're planning to pay a living wage?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Great. Well, I want to thank both of you both for your service and wish you a lot of luck. Matt Victoriano is a Marine veteran and the owner of Intrepid Life Coffee and Spirits in Durham, which is coming soon, right on Parrish Street. Not open yet.
That's Greg. Hopefully a couple weeks, yeah.
All right, Matt, good luck. And Jason Brock is an Army veteran and owner of Simply Better Thai and Simply Better Seafood in Fayetteville. Jason, thank you for talking with us.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
And thanks for listening to The State of Things. Our website is stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Nicole Campbell, Alex Granados, Laura Lee, and Sean Wen. Robin Copley is our technical director, Brent Wolf, the news director, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.